Hello, hello. Happy September and welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As some of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I learned tarot really young and picked it back up over the past couple of years as a healing tool to help pull me out of a serious Saturn return, Saturn Sun sign meltdown. In the process, I began drawing strong women I felt accurately represented each card to help me connect more deeply to their traits. Because I'm a Sag Aries rising, i.e. fire, enthusiasm plus finishing disease, before I knew it, I had sketched 78 fierce females and the Badass Bitches Tarot deck by Cardzi B was born. I literally just finished this deck and the guidebook last night. I cannot tell you how excited I am to share this with you guys. What began as a happy little self project that I would just like stay at home and sketch and enjoy somehow became a full tarot deck and podcast. So the deck will officially be on sale on my website, on Etsy, and select retailers starting in October. So stay tuned for more info, launch events, and I'm gonna do some fun giveaways as well. Since it's the beginning of the month, I'm not going to have a guest on today as we have a lot of cards to cover. But don't worry, I have some amazing badass bitches lined up for you. Wellness bloggers, healers, readers, and more magical mofos are coming this September, so stay tuned. So today is the last quarter moon in Gemini. This is actually great for Labor Day plans. Good communication comes with Gemini, like fun, friends. I actually just hung out with one of my fave Geminis this morning, and I'm going to a pool party tomorrow, so I'm feeling that energy for sure. This is a great way to start September with moon in Gemini, sun, you know, sun in Virgo. For the month's card, we have the moon because I pulled, we'll start with the 2018 card. So the way that the months come is that I do an overview for the year on January 1st. So the moon was pulled for September in January 1st of 2018. And then I'll do a live pull for the card of the month and the card of the week. So the moon, it's funny because we got this card last week during the full moon, and now we see this energy going forward into September. If you didn't catch last week's podcast, the moon's card traditionally shows two animals, and they can be perceived as dogs or wolves. They were kind of drawn to be unclear, and they're on either side of this river that goes into an ocean, and they're howling up at the moon. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, it's Britney, but I drew her as half sexy, iconic, slave for you, early 2000s Britney, and half 2007 hot mess, shaved head Britney. So the moon is a card of illusion and sometimes deception. It usually suggests the time when something is not as it appears to be. In this card, the biggest message is, what is the true Britney? And in the OG card, are they benevolent dogs or are they harmful wolves? This can be a reminder of an upcoming misunderstanding on your behalf or a truth that you cannot admit to yourself. The moon card's ruled by Pisces. So like the Pisces fish, there's two Pisces fish in the sign, and everyone has a light and a dark, a higher and a lower self. I take this card as an intuition card. When you go within to ask yourself, what is the truth in a situation? And while there can be two sides to every story, what is your truth and what is the scenario that needs to be revealed for your highest self? I feel like since we're in the last quarter moon, which is a time of releasing energy, it's a good time to really release what's not serving us. We often cling to what's familiar, even if it's toxic. There's an awesome line in Joyland by Stephen King. It's hard to let go, even when what you're holding on to is full of thorns, maybe especially then. And I think we've all had those relationships, those habits, whatever it is. And, you know, when you think about what came up in the full moon on the 26th, what do you want to release? If you found out, literally found out tomorrow, that your dream job, your dream partner, living space, whatever it might be for you, was literally on the way right now, is there something in your life that's actually blocking it that would not allow it to come into its fullest ability? And, you know, if you can define that, what is it? What is it that you need to release? The moon card can initially cause uncertainty, but the message in this card is to use its light and intuition to come to a place of clarity. So, you know, when I got this, I have to admit, I don't always love the moon card. It can be triggering. And like, who loves shaved head Britney? She's coming at you, gonna bash your car in with an umbrella. Like, no, thank you. But it's like a card that's powerful and you work through it to come to a place of clarity. So what came up for me is that I've been super single for almost a year now. I mean, with an occasional bad, like random Tinder date, but I left a, you know, really, really intense, serious relationship. And I've been single Nashville since last October. And it's been, I have to say, it's been effing awesome. I've traveled to amazing places. I've done a lot of deep healing work, connected with a lot of old friends and new. And I managed to create this tarot deck and launch a podcast in that time period. And, you know, it's funny because when I think about that, I remember hearing Lady Gaga in an interview saying that she has this block. And when she's deeply in love, she fears that her partner has the capability of literally stealing her creativity out of her vagina. And I was like, oh, yes, girl, I hear you. And the truth is, I want to have a super sexy, badass, amazing partner by my side. But I also want to continue to create beautiful healing projects to share with the world. So what the moon shows me when I get this card and, you know, in this time period is it really true that I can't have both? Or is that my shadow self turning up the volume on an annoying but very catchy, very familiar love block jingle? Oh, Miss Brittany the Moon, always making you think. So, okay, for our September live poll, got my deck here. Oh my God, you guys, this is the first time I get to do a live poll from the Badass Bitches tarot deck. I mean, granted, this is printed on cardstock from FedEx, just so I had one complete version to check, like, scale and color, but still, super exciting nonetheless. All 78 cards are in my hands. And on that note, a big shout out and thank you to all of 23rd Street FedEx for your amazing customer service with my million visits and strange requests, and for always being so sweet and complimenting my illustrations, and the team's mutual love of the Kim Kardashian card. Love you guys. All right. Anyway, September monthly poll. Okay. Ooh, Six of Pentacles. Okay, so this is J.K. Rowling. Traditionally, this card in the OG deck is a wealthy man with a scale giving away pentacles to some little kids, saving some and spending others. It's basically a balance card. And sixes are harmony cards ruled by the six in major arcana, which is the lover. So creating harmony, creating love and balance. When we think about J.K. Rowling, she's known just as much for her philanthropy as for being a billionaire. So this card reminds us the importance of a healthy balance of resources, whether this is how you're spending your money this month or your energy or your time. September can be hectic. It's got Virgo sun energy of go, go, go with summer ending and school starting up. And even in the working world, a lot of people kind of slow down in the summer. There's a lot of vacations and September is like, here we go again, like Virgo, let's make a move. So it's time to really check in and create balance as we go into that energy. So in the Pentacles, hoarding of resources, aka the Four of Pentacles, Martha Stewart card, an obsession with loss or lack, Five of Pentacles, Countess card, can lead you on the journey up to the Six of Pentacles, which teaches us balance comes from freedom and ease of, you know, the giving, the spending, the saving, and creating that balance. September releases a lot of these blocks, and they allow us to have the healthy flow of resources. When you think about it, money, love, energy, all of them are never really spent. They're circulated. And when you have a healthy relationship with those, you naturally invite more of those resources to come your way. All right. Finally, the card of the week, which is today, September 2nd through September 8th. So here we go. It's coming up for the week. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? All right. Yes. Okay. So aside from the Wheel of Fortune, this is my favorite card. In my deck, this is a badass tech maven and CEO, Karen Mayo, who totally embodies the King of Pentacles. Okay. This is the King of Abundance and making life look easy. Like I said, I just finished the tarot guidebook last night, and the subtitle underneath King of Pentacles is Bling Bling, Making Life Look Easy. And it's so Karen, it's so this card. This is the king. Okay, so Karen is the CEO and co-founder of of Nestio, an incredibly successful real estate tech company. And she's amazing. She's one of those people that is so accomplished and like very hardworking and has, you know, everything going on for her, but just makes it all look effortless. So this is the king. Like, you would follow this king into battle without even knowing what the exact terms are. She's charismatic. She's great to her people. She's generous and undeniably has your back. And above, you know, all of that, she makes all of that look effortless when she's doing it. The downside of this card, however, is sometimes you get really caught up in the charisma and fun of this energy and you can become a bit reckless. So the message here is be so grateful for the abundance of this card while maintaining an awareness around you. So for example, Karen, our other friend, and I are all leaving a soul cycle class in Manhattan a few weeks ago, just like chatting it up, whatever. Karen, natural leader, natural king of pence, begins to cross the street, and Danny and I just like follow without hesitation, still talking. Unfortunately, the light was red, and we were like 3 inches away from an angry honking taxi that almost ran us over. Like, obviously, we're okay, and we all just, you know, laughed it off. And Karen literally like took a dramatic bow and was like, King of Pentacles, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the essence of King of Pentacles, like the good and the bad. It's a great energy, though, to lead us into the new moon on Sunday the 9th. The new moon's in Virgo with the sun in Virgo. I mean, this is a getting shit done time, which is the King of Pentacles expertise. Wow. Okay. So awesome week coming up. Okay. So another thing I wanted to ask you guys is I'm thinking of adding a segment called Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet, because that seems to be a common thread among our guests. So, you know, whether they're no matter where they are throughout the country, different careers, it seems to be something that keeps coming up. It seems like we're in this time of awakening. And while it's becoming more and more acceptable to meditate, work with crystals, read tarot, it's still not exactly mainstream. So I love hearing stories about people that are sharing the side of themselves, what provoked it, and what reactions ensued when they do share this. So let me know your thoughts. And if you have any great coming out of the spiritual closet stories. All right, so mine for the week. Oh, Diana, gotta love her. Actually, I have two, one where I did and one where I got scared and I didn't. Success stories first. I was at an awesome beauty and entrepreneurial panel hosted by Joey Healy at Joey Healy Brows, and the attendees had to introduce themselves and what they did for work. So I'm so used to speaking about my fashion career, like, you know, when I was a VP at Playboy or my lingerie line, and it was the first time that I introduced myself as a creator of a tarot deck. And the reaction was overwhelmingly positive. And I even met an awesome new friend, Nadine, of the wellness blog Naturally Nadine, who's going to be on the podcast this month. So overall, I was like, wow, that, you know, pretty proud of myself. That went down pretty well. The second, a less than proud moment for me. I was doing a big old witchy energy cleansing in my apartment, burning the sage on charcoal in a small little cauldron to prepare to put some, I was just getting ready to put some Palo Santo in because I was going to sit down to write more of the tarot guidebook. So I wanted to clear and just get into a good headspace before I started working. And then I hear a knock at the door. And it was one of my building's attendants asking me if something was burning and if everyone was okay in my apartment. And I got really flustered and embarrassed and was just like, I'm so sorry. It's a candle. It's a candle. I'm putting it out now. I mean, okay, I could have said anything. Like, what is wrong with me? I could have been like, I'm cooking with sage. Or I could have just been honest and been like, yeah, I'm doing an energy clearing. I'm burning some sage. It's under control. But no, I went into full-on shady teenager who got caught smoking mode. And it was awful. Anyway, that one was an epic fail. But hey, live and learn. And don't worry, kids. I'm still saging the shit out of my apartment. I just learned to open the windows and do it closer to an open window, which is also just a good note for the collective. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this week's episode. To recap, September brings us the moon and six of pentacles, and this week's message is the king of pentacles. This week is an awesome time to work through any confusion with the moon's light and intuition in order to clear space and create balance for the good life six of pentacles Miss J.K. Rowling is bringing in with balance. This week's an awesome one because the king of abundance and success is making it look like a disco dance party. Thank you, King of Pentacles. Yay! I'm so excited for September now, and I hope you guys are too. Don't forget to check out Cardsy B on Instagram. And if you haven't, please rate and review this podcast if you get a sec. Also for New Yorkers, the last Psychic Sundays at Ace Hotel was last Sunday. So thank you so much for all of you that came out. It was an amazing experience. And thank you for all of you that I got to read. Sad it's over. But starting September 16th, I'll be reading during Sunday lunches at the Green Pear Cafe. And I also have an exciting collaboration with Rise Gatherings to announce very soon. So thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, stay magical AF.